afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, we can't screw this up, excuse me just a second. All righty, back to it. It used to be something different, you know, we'd call it Evil Weasel Wednesday, but it's just fucking evil across the board, around the fucking globe. And but we're still going to, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 26th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 37, mostly sunny. And it's looking like early summer, finally. But that don't mean that it can't fucking snow tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Well, let's see what we're going to get into today, shall we? Oh, I've got to do this one here. Nearly 20% of Generation Z is LGBT. That's 1 in 5 people. You know, we've been on this broadcast telling you that how few these motherfuckers are. If they got fucking 20%, they did it by doing a survey in downtown Portland in the middle of Antifa, because those motherfuckers are not no 20 fucking percent. Across this nation, they're probably about 0.001 fucking percent, and most of them have come from other fucking countries. But we're going to get into this as soon as we return from this break.
Taking lives denied, stocks and parchments, lazy laws, when bishops took the ride on the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Nearly 20% of Generation Z is LGBT. That's 1 in 5 people. Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. We fucking sit here and we tell the people how fucking few these son of a bitches are that are fucking with our lives. And you fucking, oh, 7.2%, huh? Fuck you. It is not. You're a liar. Let me see. I just have a little thing here with their little statistics, but I'm going to tell you right now, fucking, if government gives you a fucking number, don't fucking believe it. And you know how many of these maggots there are. There ain't a drop in the fucking bucket to be causing all of this fucking concern. This is all the goddamn corporation cares about, is this handful of fucking faggots. If they were fucking so badass, they'd have took us over by now, wouldn't they? If there was that fucking many of them, they would be fucking honest, wouldn't they? Come get us, you freak motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, I hear. We need no gun control in a while, so what the hell? Washington government signs big gun control package, including assault weapons ban. No one needs an AR-15 by Hannah Ray Lambert. And let's see what this has to fucking say. The mood at the Washington State Capitol was jubilant. Yeah, that's because that's where those five fucking transvestites that they keep showing over and over again fucking... that's where they fucking reside, was jubilant Tuesday as Government Jay Inslee assigned a trio of gun control bills, one of which immediately bans the manufacture, purchase of, importation of so-called assault weapons. You violated the fucking the second article. You violated the 9th and 10th article. You're a fucking traitor. You got bought yourself a rope around your neck when you signed the motherfucker. You got that? Because we are taking this fucking country back. And you are going to fucking face justice, you son of a bitch. Let's see what else it says. Oh, they're showing the son of a bitch. Look, what fucking freaks. You mean they talk about the freaks in this country. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, the Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson have pushed for several gun control bills. They're not worth the paper they're written on. I'm sorry, motherfucker. The higher law says no. And the people's law says, no, we the fucking people are the power in this fucking country. We're the jurisdictional authority, and we will fucking enforce our law on your fucking ass, and you will hang. Or you better put up against the wall and shot for fucking sedition against the fucking people. With the governor's signature, Washington becomes the 10th state to adopt, quote, an assault weapons ban. Well, you just signed your fucking death warrant, son of a bitch, because it is a direct violation of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. The written, ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Motherfucker, you're in violation. You are committing treason and sedition, and you will be held fucking accountable. Go ahead and clap your fucking hands. We'll see how you clap them when you hit the end of that fucking rope or them bullets hit your fucking ass, you son of a bitches. You are traitors. You are fucking scum. You're probably not even from this fucking country. No one needs an AR-15 to protect your family, Inslee said, while surrounded by family members of shooting victims. You only need to kill other families. Fucking punk bitch. I don't give a fuck what your excuse is. It does not usurp the fucking law. And we, the people, need to enforce that fucking law on these fucking pencil-neck son of a bitches. Earlier this season, lawmakers passed a bill that mandates a safety training and requires a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun, as well as a bill that requires gun makers and dealers to take responsible steps to keep the products out of the hands of dangerous individuals. You're going to take all the pigs' guns away? You're going to take all those private fucking mercenaries you've hired? You're going to take their guns away? Because there's your fucking dangerous individuals. If everybody had a fucking gun, they wouldn't be so... Well, everybody does have a fucking gun. So they ain't so fucking dangerous either. Well, see what that paycheck's fucking worth when the lead starts flying. We lead the country in so many ways, and we are leading on this. You don't lead no fucking buddy. You're not even a part of this fucking country, you son of a bitch. Neither is your fucking District of Columbia. You motherfuckers created that son of a bitch in violation of the 9th article. You have no fucking authority. You're going to find it out the hard way. I'm not sure any state has ever taken these steps on one day. Well, nobody else wanted to sign their name to fucking direct treason. We walk into a common law court. When we put those courts back into fucking goddamn operation, we show them your signature on that document. You hang out in front of the courthouse, motherfucker. That's how that fucking works. Inslee added that while he had supporters celebrate the bill, there remains more to do in the fight against gun violence. Well, come fucking do it, bitch. We know we need to continue this effort on a national basis, he said. Get on it, motherfucker. I'm sick of listening to your fucking pantyways fucking ass, bitch. The road to the assault weapons ban has been long, Ferguson said. He first pushed for it 7 years ago after the deadly shooting at a Multio house party. I really don't give a fuck who shot who at a Multio house party. It ain't got a goddamn thing to do with my individual rights and freedoms, son of a bitch. And that second article is abso-fucking-lute, and you fucking know it. You committed treason and sedition. When you signed that, son of a bitch, that is punishable by death, by a firing squad, or by a fucking rope, bitch. A lawsuit challenging the assault weapons ban was announced almost simultaneously this Tuesday. Oh, we're going to go argue. We're going to go argue about it. What the fuck? We ain't got to argue about it. Pick the goddamn Bill of Rights up. Read the fucking second article. Ends in a fucking period. This son of a bitch just fucking committed sedition and treason against that fucking document. The highest law in this fucking land. The jurisdictional authority of we the people. He fucking, we want our goddamn common law courts, or else you people better start taking your goddamn guns to these son of a bitches. That was what that was second article was all a fucking about. If they fucking ignore our goddamn rights, we fucking give them something they can't fucking ignore, which is hot lead in their fucking face. Challenging the weapon and the admiralty. We're going to go ask us if we're breaking the fucking law. You are breaking the fucking law. You are committing treason and sedition, you son of a bitch. That's a hangable offense. That puts your ass against the wall. You're trying to disarm the fucking people, you motherfucker, and you have no zero zip zilch, not a no authority to do so. In fact, it is fucking forbidden. Simultaneously with Tuesday's bill signing, the Second Amendment Foundation, I wonder how much money them motherfucker. I bet they got a hell of a lot money, more money than the fucking From the Trenches does. Second Amendment, because you go pay so you don't have to fucking put yourself at fucking risk, so you don't have to face the hazard. You go pay some fucking son of a bitch $140,000 to file a fucking complaint about an issue. There is not a fucking issue. There is no issue. The second article says what it says. That's the highest law in this fucking land. It is the jurisdiction of the people. The 9th and 10th article forbid this shit. And they've done it, and they know exactly what they're doing. It ain't like they just don't understand it. We all there is to do is to fucking punish it. In U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington, accusing lawmakers. See, this Western District, this is supposed to be a goddamn military citadel. And it's either trying to make it a fucking state. You're not a fucking state, and we're not fucking districts, motherfuckers. We are townships. We are fucking counties. We are municipalities. We are towns. We are not goddamn fucking, corporations. Western District of Washington accusing lawmakers of violating the Second Amendment with an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles. Well, of course they fucking are. What the fuck you got to go to? Can you read? What you're supposed to do is enforce that son of a bitch. Not say, they're breaking the law. Can you please stop? Would you please stop breaking the fucking law? Would you stop trying to unarm the fucking American national so that you can force fucking queers and fucking transvestites and every fucking freak in the world down our goddamn throat? You're not going to do it. You can't do it. We'll fucking blast your asses out of this fucking country with them guns, you sons of bitches. The state has put politics ahead of constitutional. They're not constitutional rights. There is no fucking constitution. That fucking goddamn Bill of Rights was ratified separately by itself. It is the law of we the people. It has nothing to do with the fucking corporation you created, only that it's going to be the instrument of your fucking demise, you motherfuckers. Constitutional rights. The Constitution does not grant my fucking rights. Nature does, you son of a bitch. And it's an individual rights. You can't fucking arbitrarily across the board, I've decided we're going to do this. Fuck you. You're going to hang. rights and is penalizing law-abiding citizens. Here, that same old fucking argument. Penalizing law-abiding citizens. No penalizing goddamn fucking infringement, fucking sucking up to fucking dickhead citizens. If you're a citizen, you're a goddamn subject, you stupid son of a bitch. While the legislation does nothing to arrest and prosecute criminals who misuse firearms in defense of all existing gun control laws, SAF founder Alan M. Gottlieb said in a press release, it's absurd. No, it's unlawful. It's in violation of our law. It's in violation of our fucking liberty and our rights. And we have every right to fucking enforce it with deadly fucking force. You've removed the fucking courts for our fucking... For the redress of our grievance under the first article, the second article kicks in. We got the right to shoot your fucking asses. You better get that through your head. And not just the motherfucking punk bitches you send out with the fucking to get a paycheck. Shoot the fucking head of the snake. You guys that can make that fucking shot, why you're not doing it, I don't get it. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has signed a trio of gun bills, one of which immediately bans the manufacture and purchase importation of assault. Yeah, we already heard that. The NRA, oh, the NRA, man, send them some money. That'll clear your conscience. Hey, you can get one of their fucking bumper stickers, one of their fucking hats. The NRA. You fucking can't, who does your fucking for you, huh? This is supposed to be backed by the people, not a fucking another corporation. And that's what the NRA is. They are INC. They are in with these motherfuckers. And you give them, you hand their fucking money over to them while the people who are fighting the real fucking fight, they don't have great big fucking goddamn broadcast fucking studios and shit and everything that the goddamn stolen money can buy. They got to do it like goddamn fucking, like Americans, I fucking suppose. A poor boy has poor boy's ways, my dad used to say, to at least two of the bills, and said that the organization already has lawsuits working their way through the courts. There ain't no fucking, what's the fucking lawsuit about? What's a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. What fucking courts are you working through? You hold that fucking paper up, that's the highest law in this fucking land. That makes them goddamn traitors. That makes them seditious. That makes it, they go against the fucking wall. A simple fucking jury trial, straight to the goddamn grand jury. It has to be an indictment. You got the signed fucking document. And then straight to a goddamn jury and tell that jury you want them motherfuckers hung outside the courthouse as an example to any other communist, capitalist, fucking fascist motherfucker that might want to try it next. The NRA. Fuck the NRA. Also they signaled opposition, guys. What do they do? Wave a little flag or some kind of horse shit? A little plastic Chinese flag? To at least two of the bills, not all of them. See, we could probably get along with some of your fucking infringement upon our second article that cannot be infringed, and said the organization already has lawsuits working their way through the courts against similar bans in California, Delaware, and Illinois, covered by the 10th article. That which is forbidden in the goddamn, to the federal government, is forbidden to the goddamn, they're not governments. But that Bill of Rights says that you have no authority to touch under any circumstances. You cannot have the authority to touch one fucking right, to infringe upon it a tiny bit, let alone stomp on it, piss on it, shit on it like you've been doing. We are fucking goddamn negligent in our duty to enforce that fucking document. It's one fucking document, 10 fucking articles. It's not fucking rocket science. It says what it says, and it says it in absolute fucking fact. We just got to have the fucking cojones to do something about it. Ferguson said his office is prepared to defend the bill in court. How about defending it at the end of a fucking rope, you son of a bitch? There is a court. You want these administrative admiralty fucking, King Charles's court, the king's fucking court with the king's fucking esquires.
Yeah, go on in there. You guys send them hundreds of thousands of fucking dollars while the people doing the real fucking fighting live like goddamn animals. You fucking worthless son of a bitches. We're a nation of laws, and they have a right to challenge that shit. Fuck you. We're a nation of laws, and you're about to find out what those fucking laws are. And it ain't that goddamn Constitution. That motherfucker never was. It was never fucking ratified by the people. The people never gave consent. Fuck off. And besides that, it's now a corporation. A corporation. This is fucking McDonald's fucking with you. Our record so far is pretty good against the NRA and against Second Amendment Foundation. How we would see how you are in a common law court, you son of a bitch. You'll last just as long as it takes to show the fucking law to the fucking jury and then show where you signed a fucking document fucking violating that law ad nauseum, knowing exactly what you're fucking doing, premeditated, and then you fucking hang for treason and sedition. That is what you are guilty of, you son of a bitches. We are undefeated, and we plan to keep that the record. Well, yeah, if you're in the king's fucking court and you're fucking arguing against the king, I guess you are undefeated. It's called a star chamber court, but it ain't no goddamn common law court. And I'll tell you what, we the people are fucking guaranteed it. Let's see what else we got here to outrage us today, because that's all we do is just get outraged. Oh, I'm fucking so fucking outraged. Not hiding anymore. I like this here. Hey, there's one. This is an article that's up on the trenches. It's from, let's see who did this here. Washington. Well, it says they are not hiding anymore. It's a little placard. And it says, Happy Alice Day to those who celebrate. I figured why not use today to unveil the YAP Youth Attracted Person Pride Flag I designed almost a year ago. I wanted to stray from the oft-used horizontal bars motif, but only a little. I wanted to retain some familiarity. And they got a picture of this little fucking flag they made. Hey, you know what, you faggot, you pedophilic motherfuckers? Wear it on your sleeve. I fucking dare you. Put that motherfucker on and put it on your fucking sleeve. I mean, people have had to use that. I mean, God damn it, wasn't how long ago you had to register as a sex offender. You got fucking caught pedophiling a child. Now they got a goddamn flag for it. Wear it on your sleeve so we can identify you and see how that works out for 20% of you. There ain't no fucking 20% of you, and you'll get your fucking asses pounded in the fucking street. Identify yourself as a child pedophile, you motherfuckers, and see what it gets you.
What else do you got? According to Robert Kennedy Jr., climate skeptics should be put in jail. According to Henry Shively, fucking Robert Kennedy ought to be put up against the fucking wall for treason. How about that? That was from, anyway, we got that from Galen. Pediatric psychologists or teachers, members, how to be activists. I don't think so. Oh, well, I wanted to hit this. Psychopath tyrant Justin Trudeau, the king of vaccine mandates, now says he never forced anyone to get the COVID vaccine. There's a video here if you want to go over the trenches and listen, but it tells what he says. This is by Jim Hoft. Communist tyrant Justin Trudeau sat down with German President Frank Walter Steinmeier earlier today at the University of Ottawa in a conversation on democracy, followed by questions and answers. And, oh, come on, you son of a bitch. You don't want me to tell the rest of the story on this little prick? During the public discussion, Trudeau insisted that he never forced anyone to get the COVID vaccine, guys. King's getting a little hot over there, Trudeau.
Are you feeling that fucking rope tightening down around your fucking scum-sucking fucking neck, you prick? Trudeau was one of the top enforcers of mandatory COVID vaccines in the world. 50,000 Canadian truckers protested his mandatory COVID vaccine and organized a massive caravan across the country in protest. Did Justin Trudeau really forget about this? As Americans scrambled to protect retirement accounts with... Somebody missed the goddamn ad. I don't want your fucking... I don't want your shit. Why don't you go out and fight, you son of a bitch, instead of trying to make a fucking money off of this fucking shit. Chief Nerd reported, Justin Trudeau, misinformation, disinformation is carrying people to believe things that are untrue. And vaccinations is a perfect example of it. Like any modern bit of medical advancements, there are potential side effects in vaccinations. It's not a fucking vaccination. See, they keep playing these fucking games with us. On the CDC's own site, they told you it was not a vaccination. It is not a vaccination. This is goddamn platelets. This is mRNA that they're putting in to re-fucking construct your goddamn DNA. So it kills you. So it goes against what it's supposed to do and turns around and kills you instead of protects you and changes you who you are. You won't be who you were born when they get this shit in you. And there are people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations on the billions of people who've been vaccinated against COVID over the past few years. But there are far more people who obviously have died due to COVID. Oh, you lying son of a bitch. Now, see, this is an impossibility. What, it had like a 4% kill rate? I think a lot more people died than that, son of a bitch, from your fucking, from the fucking goddamn death shot. See, you try to twist words. This is a desperate man, and you should be desperate because you motherfucker are as good as tried and convicted. All the people have to do is just rise up and do it. Died not getting the vaccinated. That's a fucking lie, and you're a fucking liar, Trudeau, and you're a fucking goddamn international communist piece of shit on top of it, probably a pedophile. And the idea that people can fly in the face of science, well... Individuals are allowed to make their own choices. Is that fucking right, buddy? There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to go get a vaccine. Yeah, like it'll fucking kill your ass. That's what, that makes me hesitate. When I think something might fucking kill me, I ain't going to fucking let it in my body. But I made a distinction. This is the part I like the best. But I made a distinction and have always... I have always been someone choosing for personal reasons to choose not to get vaccinated, and someone deliberately using misinformation to mislead and scare other people with so-called facts that aren't facts. Oh, if you say so, you're such an honest man. The lead team to make a choice that endangers their lives and the lives of other citizens. That's what you are doing. You motherfuckers that took that vaccine, you killed a lot of people, including my fucking wife, shedding your fucking goddamn stupidity like a goddamn plane flying over and spraying it on us, you dumb fucks. So as prime minister, though the greatest public health, through the greatest public health crisis, that we faced in 100 years in the country since the Spanish flu. My fucking ass has been, all this has been proved a lie, but they will keep repeating the lie. That's what Goebbels said you had to do. Keep repeating that fucking lie, man. Pretty soon the people will fucking believe it. Never. We already know better. We've watched too many of our loved ones die. We hate your fucking guts, you son of a bitch. Anything you say, we know is a fucking lie. Responsibility was to keep as many Canadians alive as possible, and all the scientists and the medical experts, fuck you and your goddamn horde of international fucking goddamn genocidal criminals, and the researchers, not just in Canada but around the world, understood that vaccination was going to be the way through this bullshit, and therefore, And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, I chose to make sure that all the incentives and all the protections were there to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. Incentives? You mean like when you fucking threaten people, somebody with their job? Is that an incentive? That's called coercion, son of a bitch. And that's what it'll be called in court when we go to your fucking trial for your hanging. See, coercion, you know, you tell somebody you do this or I'll blow your fucking brains out. That's an incentive, all right. But see how they're trying to change the language? When you threaten somebody, we're going to take away your job, we're going to take away your children if you don't do what we tell you. That's an incentive, but it's coercion. You're threatening me, you motherfucker. That's not an incentive. A threat is not a fucking incentive, and that's what you did, you dirty bastard. And there's no way you're going to come on and just fucking throw out. I was just putting incentives out there. You fucking piece of shit. All the people that fucking hate you, the Canadians need to hang your fucking ass. You people need to hang them. Hang that son of a bitch, a man, and then beat him with a goddamn baseball bat. And all the protections were there to encourage the Canadians to get vaccinated. You goddamn right, you son of a bitch. And there's a fucking little video of him saying pretty much the same goddamn thing. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a minute.
Take your break. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teleclin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
South Georgia. Cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue, and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ramp on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough, and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered what I'd done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time. And of course, that was Hogjaw with Get Some. But before they can get some, they got to, why should they come get some? Anything they fucking want, you fucking just roll over and give it to them anyway. It ain't like they got to come take it from you. You fucking give it to them. What are you going to do when they're walking up and down the streets with this fucking pedophile flag, huh? Or you see one of them wearing it on their fucking sleeve? What are you going to do? Are you going to fucking avert your eyes and sidestep a fucking pedophile? Are you going right through that motherfucker? Are you going to let these motherfuckers do this continue doing this shit? They should have stopped immediately. The people should have ripped the fuck out of them right out the gate. Like I said, there's fucking about 0.004 or 5% of the fucking population. And that's all in the fuck they are. The rest of it is goddamn pumped up by the fucking communists and the capitalists and the goddamn fascist. That's what the fucking game's about, man. If it can get you to be a fucking freak, then a fucking freak's easy to control, but a goddamn man ain't. So you better start standing up and being men. What are you going to do when you see that son of a bitch? What are you going to do? Anyways, let's see what else we got going here. Psychopath Trudeau, we know about that son of a bitch. Oh, I had to go back to it. Excuse me. Un segundo. That shouldn't happen. What's going on here? I guess we'll go look at one of these. Oh, how about this one? The FDA, vaccines don't have to work. Well, they do work. They do exactly what they were fucking intended to, and they ain't fucking vaccines. See, here they are. This is these son of a bitches that fucking gave this emergency clearance to put in human beings before it was even stuck in a fucking rat. Vaccines don't have to work, but they are working. They're killing people by the fucking scores. God, if we only knew across the world how many they have fucking killed, it would probably drive you insane. FDA vaccines don't have to work
to prevent infection or transmission. if you say so. The FDA vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission. Vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission to be cleared in the United States. Well, of course they don't. As long as they kill fucking people, huh? That's all we're really looking for. Maybe we're going to have to go look at this one. No, I think that's, well, it's, maybe not. No, it's a video. Let's see here. Pediatric psychologist org teaches members how to be activists by Thomas Stevenson. The Society of Pediatric Psychology recently held an annual conference in Chicago. Materials and presentations given to the attending child psychologists taught them how to be political activists. See, this is all a distraction. We got to remember that. We can't let that ever leave our fucking minds. I mean, it's an outrage, and it's a test. It's a test to see what you'll fucking take. Will you fucking stand there with your gun polishing it while they rape your fucking children in front of you? Will you? I think they're starting to fucking wonder. Can we get away with this? What will you do? What will you do when one of them motherfuckers comes in there and got one of them fucking armbands on with that new fucking flag saying, I'm a fucking pedophile? I mean, goddamn, it used to be a terrible thing when somebody would get fucking branded a sexual predator and they put signs up around their fucking houses. It was goddamn calf fucking boo. And again, like I said, there's only 0.001 or 2% of these motherfuckers. Don't listen to 20%. Like I said, if they did that fucking survey, they did it in downtown Portland. That's the only place you'll find that many fucking deviants in one fucking place. And they only did it with a fucking handful. A picture of a table display of the conference was tweeted with a OR code linking to a Google Drive folder containing different advocacy materials for the attendees. Campus Reform made copies of the documents before the folder became private. Inquired today, Katie Davis. Inquired today, preliminary address about using policy change to address political determinants or health? ? Check out the Brave Makers. Are you brave? Are you brave? Put that goddamn thing on your fucking goddamn sleeve then. Put that fucking new flag on your fucking sleeve and let everybody know what you fucking are. See how it works out for you. The document provided links to various activist resources, including a link to Justice Action Toolkit. Another document contained in the Google Drive was publicly available. Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Framework booklet released by the American Psychological Association. You just want your kids, man. All they want to do is booger your kids. I mean, what's the fucking big deal, man? Your kids need to be boogered, don't they? Isn't that what you want? It must be what you want because you're too fucking cowardly to stop them. This shit, they should be afraid to fucking even whisper this in a fucking dark corner when they're standing by themselves. And they're fucking out here making flags now, motherfuckers. I think it was Jefferson who said that when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Well, this is raw ass fucking tyranny because you've got to be fucking scared to put up with shit like this. I strongly believe that championing equity, diversity, and inclusion is not just the right thing to do. It is the smart thing to do. Writes APR CEO. That's a corporation. Oh yeah, all these goddamn fucking non-governmental corporations with these fucking goddamn robber barons trying to turn your kids into fucking animals. Arthur C. Evans is the booklet as we implement our strategic plan. You got a strategic plan, you motherfuckers? Implement it. EDI serves as a critical lens to drive out strategy priorities and measure the magnitude of our impact. It's essential that we embedded EDI throughout all aspects of our work. And, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, when the Budweiser came out and fucking for the pedophiles and the queers and the LGBT, and they put the, everybody, man, I know people that drank it all their fucking life. They will not drink a can of fucking Budweiser. They, I mean, you talk about a boycott, but they don't care about money no more. What they want to do is booger your kids right in front of you, and you fucking take it because you have no fucking guts and no backbone. The booklet also affirms that APS's long-term coordinated strategy to dismantle racism. The hell's that got to do with it? Another document also publicly available to be found in the case was an APR resolution on advancing health equity and psychology. You see, psychology has always been one of the pissers with me that just never fucking rinsed. The very idea that anyone could know another person's mind better than the person that fucking possesses it is the fucking epitome of arrogance. You fucking phony son of a bitches. And that fucking Freud, if you read his shit, hey, you might have wanted to fuck your mom, Freud, but you're a sick son of a bitch. You were a fucking communist. And you're not going to use this goddamn sick shit to fucking fuck with us American nationals. We will fucking blow your ass out of this goddamn country. We better get to doing it too, people. Inequities are so great, they warrant immediate transformation action. Reads the resolution justifying its almost exclusive focus on racial inequity. What fucking no? Let's do it. Let's do it with gender. Let's go for our, you know, any goddamn thing. But what they're really fucking doing, which is taking our goddamn country away from us right in front of our faces. When we sit on here and we talk about, you know, folks, oh, you think race means any goddamn thing to us? We quit looking at the pigment of each other's skin a long, long time ago. You got fucking people with morality and decency, and you got fucking animals that need to be fucking exterminated. That's pretty much sums it up. Proceeds to state APA, considered simultaneously identifying a range of interrelated and intersectional variables. Wow, that was big, man. Fuck, all right, I'm at a loss. I can't understand this. Fuck you. We got another big one here. Socioeconomic status, gender, and gender identities. See, it always comes back to the fucking freaks. But see, they know this will piss people off. This will divert your mind away from what they're really fucking doing. You know, the fucking, hey, anybody thought about the billions and, we're probably up to 100 billion over there in the Ukraine, what they're doing over there in the Ukraine, the fact that fucking they just got busted over there in the Ukraine. Oh, they got busted. Not really, because it was the king's people. And, you know, somebody leaked and they punished the fucking guy that leaked it. And then, well, how dare you leak our fucking criminality? Do you guys see anything happening? Do you see him doing anything to these son of a bitches? Well, they're not going to, because that's what the king has ordered. That's what Chuck ordered. See, Chuck's given the fucking orders now. Chuck is a son of a bitch. There was a video on the other day, and this guy from Britain was on there talking about getting rid of the monarchy. Well, fuck yeah, but don't go. And then he talks about democracy. These fucking people, they know half truth. Well, they know propaganda, truths, half truths, and down out lies. Your fucking democracy is fucking communism, stupid. They have told you this. Democracy's progressivism is fucking communism. And still you add it in your fucking shit because you're fucking, you don't study the fucking subject. Just go to that goddamn Bill of Rights, man. It'll fucking straighten your ass right out. That's the way people are supposed to live. That's how you can live with one another and not worry about somebody buggering your kid or somebody stealing your shit or somebody fucking just, I don't know, taking your guns away from you and making a slave out of you. To do so would have the effect of, diluting the clarity of I love these fucking sentences. You can't say fucking unfocusing. Listen, diluting the clarity and focus of the resolution. That's a mouthful of shit about nothing. The APA then goes to on to emphasize its overall political agenda, declaring that it will, quote, support the development of training materials and modules on health equity advocacy with the goal of encouraging graduate students, psychology department faculty members, psychology internship and pre-doctoral training facility staff and professional practitioners to engage relate local, state, and federal advocacy groups. Can't engage in local, state, and advocacy groups. Well, go ahead, because your fucking psychology is bullshit. You guys are, I mean, this shit is not what should be fucking, all we got to do is go enforce the law on them for what they have already fucking done 1,000 fucking times. I mean, they have fucking, they admit fucking, they pedophile, I think there was another one here. We'll go find it. Any attendees took photos of the different presentations given by speakers and posted them to social media. Fuck you. One presentation discussed best practice for assessing gender identity. Well, of course it did. One recommended assessment question was, there are many ways a person can describe their gender identity. No, there ain't. You're either a fucking man or you're a fucking woman. That's, I mean, it's just like fucking that bill, second article of that Bill of Rights. That son of a bitch, there's nothing after that period. But they keep going and fucking, why? Because we fucking let them.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, my man? Check this out. I had a kid tell me this, I think it was about a year ago. You know, they have figured out now it's 99 different genders. I said, where the hell did you get that from? 99 uh-huh. different genders. Like where? I only see two, male and female.
99.
You know, sperm and ovaries. That's how everyone gets it, sperm and ovaries.
That's what I, that's I mean, the way I've always thought.
Me too, man. So, I mean, man, if there's no telling how long this indoctrination been going on, man. And that was over a year ago, man. I was like, wow, man, y'all really do think it's 99 genders? Who told y'all that? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It really man. Is, Henry.
Well, goddamn, that would be awful confusing in the dating world, wouldn't it? 99 genders. Unbelievable.
Very much so, man. I mean, gee whiz.
That is insane. Well, wow. Okay. I don't know how they could come up with 99 genders, but I guess there must be a fucking way. I mean, what are they going to count the hairs on your ass? I don't get it. there are many ways a person can describe their gender identity and many labels a person can. 99, I guess. How would you describe your current gender identity in your own words? I'm a fucking man. Dick and balls.
Just that simple, Henry. Just that simple.
God damn. I mean, this is how, I mean, but see that they do this because they know how ridiculous it is. They know that they've got through this. They've got the stupid people. I give you that. They've got about fucking 20% between the dim and dummies and the fucking Republican rats that still buy into this fucking shit, and they think this fucking shit means anything. It doesn't. You know what? You enforce that Bill of Rights, all this shit disappears. And I'll tell you what, the fucking 0.001 to 4 fucking percent of fucking goddamn of these freak motherfucking goddamn child molesting motherfuckers, they disappear too. But you got to want it, people. I was watching a documentary last night, and they were talking about, it was about the first, you know, the people who came out of the hills. I mean, about Lexington and Concord, not about the, you know, the aristocrats and their goddamn Declaration of Independence. And they said that these people came for their own selves because they wanted freedom and liberty, and they were willing to die for it. It's that goddamn simple. But you know, you talk about going and fucking killing these son of a. You can't be violent. That's the only way we can beat you. If you don't be violent, you better start being violent, because they will. You think they fucking won't rape your own kid in front of you? You sick son of a bitches. I mean, come on. This is violence. This is begging. Intolerable acts. Jesus. Well, this is what they're giving us, is intolerable fucking acts here. This is intolerable. I will not tolerate it. Will you tolerate it? I won't. Another presentation photographed and posted online highlighted obesity and health at every size of youth. It's instructed attendees to use less stigmatizing language, such as move my body in ways I enjoy in place of work off, burn off calories. Ridiculous, people. But this is what the fucking Chinese are putting through on your goddamn, this running your fucking internet for you. Using terms healthy and unhealthy is also problematic and stigmatizing, according to the president. Well, yeah, we're stigmatizing as hell. Student Chris. Registration cost for the conference had a 10% discount for first-time attendees who were part of the unprecedented minority group. It is an unprecedented minority. This is a handful of motherfuckers that is doing all this shit. But again, this is not the fucking issue. The issue is the fucking law. We have no fucking law. We had law, this shit here wouldn't even occur. They would, like I said, people, if they spoke about it at all, the freak motherfuckers, they do it in a dark fucking corner by themselves. Because you start wearing, put that goddamn flag on your goddamn sleeve. Start wearing it around. Tell everybody you're a fucking pedophile, that you would screw their little kid. See, I mean, you're going to see people getting fucking found. Do it. They won't do it. You watch. They will not fucking do it. Not like the LGBTQQ, XYZ, MT. I mean, that's part of that 99. Oh, there must be 99 fucking more things to go to that. Do we have that many letters in the fucking alphabet? I don't know, people. At any rate.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you this. You remember, I don't know about you, but me, I remember when I was younger. You know, I used to have a crush on older women. I mean, what? I never knew any man that liked little bitty children, you know. When I was like in, you know, elementary school and, you know, junior high, you know, you all had a crush on your nice little teacher that looked good to you. I never seen them. I mean, to me, that is so abnormal, man, too. It's not even funny. Like, what person would get off on, I mean, for a child, you're a sick individual, and you need your head split open with an axe.
I'm going to tell you, you know, when, the kids that I've watched grow up, and I've watched a couple of generations grow up, when I look at them, I still see children. I don't, you know, they're kids. To me, you're right. It's sickness, man. It's a sickness in their fucking head. People used to take, you know how people used to take care of this? Usually it was a family member. And they would just take them out and fucking get them, you know, get them buzzed up and take them out behind the shed, pop them in the fucking head, bury their ass. Nobody asked no questions because everybody knows why they did it. And they took care of it themselves. We ain't going to allow this shit. We ain't allow you to fucking do this to our kids. I hope we're not going to allow it. At any rate,
I'm afraid the people are going along to get along, Henry.
Yeah, well, that only goes so far, man. I don't know. What would you do if you seen one of these son of bitches walking around with one of these flags on their goddamn arm? I think that'd be fucking my fight right there if it's the last fight I ever fucking had. I'd take that motherfucker out. I'd kick his fucking ass. I'd stomp him. And when his rescuers came from the corporation, the corporate fucking mercenaries, I'd fight them to the death right there, and that'd be my fucking contribution. And I would have, you know, done more than fucking anybody I can think of. I owe them for what they've done. I owe them for the things that they have done. And, you know, this diversion shit with all this fucking sick shit. I mean, I can't believe it. Well, yeah, I can. I know exactly why they're fucking doing it. Because it takes something pretty fantastic to take your mind off of the fact that they're stealing billions and trillions of fucking dollars from you. That they're fucking goddamn, that they're violating your law that you laid down. They're violating your fucking rights. They're telling you have no liberty. They tell you you're not going to own anything. They tell you you're going to like it. Well, no, I don't, and no, I won't, and I am an American national, individual, free, sovereign, and you better listen to me, you son of a bitches. This country belongs to me. Get the fuck out while you can, and we're still going to fucking hunt you down. We're going to find you in your fucking spider hole, and if you're at whatever country you're in, we're going to give them a telephone call. They're going to send you and every fucking thing they've stolen from us back to us within 72 hours, or they're going to eat a fucking nuclear bomb. Because like I said before, I'd rather blow this whole fucking planet up than live like a goddamn slave upon it. I won't live as a slave upon it, this, especially in my fucking country. And this is a separate fucking country. We're a sovereign fucking country. You get the fuck away from the goddamn, you take your world shit and get the fuck out. And then you run. You run as fast as you can. You hide the best you can because we're fucking coming for you, son of a bitches. Anyways, I guess we could call that the word for the trenches for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. And hey, man, you know, don't be too fucking distracted by this shit. But hey, come on out, you motherfuckers. Put that goddamn flag on your sleeve and come out and let the world know that if you're really so proud of it and there's so goddamn many of you and you're so fucking tough, put that motherfucker on and come on out. Let's play. That is the word from the trenches.